My name is Sergey Nirenberg, and I work at the University of Maryland in Baltimore in the United States.
And could you tell me about this virtual patient as intelligent agent system?
Unlike all the other virtual patients in this room, this is actually a physiological model of a functioning human, which can be given a disease or two. And then there is physiological simulation in it, which is paired with a cognitive simulation. That is, there is a body to this virtual patient and there is the mind. And at some point in the process of the disease or disease progression, the patient understands, that is, cognizes that it has a problem through perceiving its own symptoms, through the process known as interoception. And then it decides what to do about it because it's capable of making decisions, because it's endowed with a set of goals and plans to attain those goals. And one of the plans that exists there, which is important for us, is go and see a medical doctor. Then the patient presents in the doctor's office, and then the doctor is indeed the human in this environment. So the person starts treating, well, first, of course, not treating, but interviewing the patient. And this is done in natural language, so the patient actually understands the input that the person gives it, and then processes it, decides what to answer and whether to answer at all, and then answers, and this is how the dialogue is supported.
So does the virtual patient here in this case have artificial intelligence and language recognition?
Yes. This is the whole core of the system stems out of many, many years, several decades of our group's work on artificial intelligence-oriented natural language processing. So we do have a large knowledge base, which is the world model for this patient. These days, these models are called ontologies, and a lexicon, and also programs or systems that allow for it to perform various levels of analysis of natural language inputs, up to semantic and pragmatic ones. And once the analysis is done by the patient, it can apply the resulting knowledge structures as inputs to its own knowledge decision-making skills or programs or whatever we want to call it. And that's where the goals and plans kick in. And, so it decides what to do and then acts on it. Of course, the treatment by the modern medicine is viewed as delegation of some steps in this plan. And indeed, if the patient agrees to a certain, let's say, treatment procedure and so on, this procedure is performed virtually, and the physiological side of this agent actually gets modified accordingly. By the way, it could be done mistakenly. The student who is playing the role of attending physician could make a mistake. Of course, we have an automatic tutor agent also that can, under certain conditions, under certain settings, prevent the wrong decision to be made. But sometimes we allow students to just go on and do whatever they want.
So the system is actually, can be very, very open.
That's true. And, so we have implemented a fully working operational prototype for just one set of diseases so far, which is the diseases of the esophagus. But we are already working on the knowledge side on heart disease and also some aspects of psychiatric diseases.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for your time. That's absolutely fascinating.
Thank you.